Septuagint, Obadiah. Septuagint, Volume 40. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 through 2025. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2025. Foreword. In the mid-3rd century BCE, King Ptolemy II Philadelphus of Egypt ordered a translation of the ancient Israelite scriptures for the Library of Alexandria, which resulted in the creation of the Septuagint. The original version, published circa 250 BCE, only included the Torah, or in Greek terms the Pentateuch. The Torah is the five books traditionally credited to Moses, circa 1500 BCE, Cosmic Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The second edition, which added the books of Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, later dubbed the Octateuch, was published circa 225 BCE and carried south into Cush by the ancestors of the Beta Israeli community as they escaped Egypt in the aftermath of the rebellion in Judea circa 200 BCE. It ultimately became the Orat, the central holy book of the Beta Israeli community. Some scholars debate whether the Prophets section was in the version published in 132 BCE, and suggest it may not have been added until the early 1st century BCE. However, the 12 Minor Prophets, as Christians call them, appear to have been translated into Greek circa 190 BCE. Hosea was not originally in the Greek version of the 12 books, known as the Didache in Greek, and circulated independently. The Hebrew translation of the 12 books, known as the Shenaim Asar, included Hosea as one of the 12, and merged the book of Shadrach into the books of Zechariah and Malachi. The 12 books are set during the decline of the old Samaritan and Judean kingdoms, parallel to the histories contained in the Septuagint's books of Kingdoms and Paralipomena. The books of Hosea, Amos, and Micah are set during the 8th century BCE, when the kingdom of Samaria fought a series of wars against its more powerful northern neighbor, Assyria, ultimately being conquered by the Neo-Assyrian Empire circa 722 BCE. The books of Joel, Obadiah, and Jonah follow, although their exact settings are not clear. The books of Nahum, Habakkuk, and Zephaniah follow, set in the 7th century BCE, as the kingdom of Judea struggled for its survival between the powers of the time, Assyria to the north, Egypt to the south, and Babylon to the east, ultimately falling to the Neo-Babylonian Empire circa 586 BCE. There is a gap in the prophets during the era when Babylon ruled Judea, and they continue with the books of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi in the late 6th century, after the Persians had conquered the Babylonian Empire. If Jonah was a later addition, Ezra the prophet was likely the original 12th prophet in the group, as the Judahite Apocalypse of Ezra was set during the Babylonian captivity, where there is currently a gap. The origin of the book of Obadiah is also debated to some degree, with some scholars suggesting that the book may date to the Persian era. However, the general view is that it dates to before the fall of Judah to the Babylonians in 587 BCE. The exact identity of Obadiah is debated by scholars, however, the rabbinical Jewish and Orthodox Christian identification of Obadiah is that he was an Edomite who worked for King Ahab and Queen Jezebel of Samaria circa 860 BCE. This Obadiah was described as saving 100 prophets from Ahab and Jezebel in Septuagint's Third Kingdoms. An alternative